Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a TV theme song Thursday. We got Trolling or Rolling with our buddy Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. And you definitely want to keep it locked for that. That is always tons of fun. All right, the big news, the two interesting little tidbits here in the NBA today. Number one, LaMarcus Aldridge, the newly acquired center for the Brooklyn Nets, retired today because of his an irregular heartbeat. And so
that's got to be scary, Chris, when you have that. You know what I mean?
It's got to be. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm glad he stepped away, Rob, and didn't try to push it. You know, oh, let me get this ring. I'm close.
Right.
Nah, man. You had a great career, 15 years in the league, 7-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA. Not a Hall of Famer to me, Rob. I don't think he'll get in, but, you know, it'd be surprising to me if he does. But you never know. But I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just the body of work just isn't like
it really isn't good. It's, but yeah.
It's right, very good. If there was a very good Hall of Fame, Chris, it would be packed. It would be because there's so
right.
many. It would
there's
be
a lot
packed.
Of guys I could put in. You're right. You're absolutely right. So. Nah, not for me. But the other news, of course, Anthony Davis should be back. And it looks like he'll probably miss tonight. Well, he will miss tonight and then a couple games this weekend. And then he could be back. So we'll see. You know, there's a lot of talk about him being out of shape. He even admitted it. He said his whole offseason schedule was thrown off. And he was one of those guys, Rob, that would really get away from the game and just not really touch a ball. And his, you know, his scheduling and routine got thrown off by the early comeback. So is that an excuse or is that a legitimate explanation? We'll find out when he comes back and see what he's looking like.
To me, as a pro athlete, Chris, that's how you make your money. I don't think that should ever, you know what I mean? Like you have to make adjustments. That's how it's a
right.
short.
Everybody adjusted.
Right, you just have
everybody
to
adjust it. Right.
If you're a pro athlete, if you're Joe Blow and you're not working for 6 months and you're sitting on the couch eating nachos and watching TV,
right.
you're going to put on weight. You know what I'm saying? But you're a pro athlete. You got trainers. You have people who can cook your food, Chris. Right?
You chefs. You are right. Right. I mean,
come
look,
on. I just don't buy that.
Right. I don't know if I could even say this because we're not you know near their level, but. If I was paid to just be in shape,
yep.
And then I could hire a someone to cook for me
a trainer
really tasty foods that were healthy?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. Why am I not why am I not in shape?
I'm with you. I don't think there's a reason because he could ask the Lakers to pay for it and they would. Do you know
right.
what I mean, Chris?
Absolutely. It's not like you have to go to work.
Right.
Or you got something that's getting in your way and you can't work out today. No.
You I get mean, up, so you have your trainer, your dietitian, all that. Boom, right. boom, boom. You do that in the morning, Chris, and then you're on your way for your day.
Right. Then you still got the whole day to do your thing. So, yeah, that's a good, I agree with you on that. All right, let's get back. It's Jackie Robinson Day, Rob, in the Major League Baseball. The players all around the league today and tomorrow wearing the number 42. And we talked about it today. You and I co-hosted the Dan Patrick Show. That was a lot of fun. And
this
we
morning.
Talked about it how Jackie, like the impact he had and has any athlete, you know, who else is in his class as
come
far as the
right,
impact
come close.
He had? I think, Rob, just by, look, someone was going to break the color barrier, and he was chosen.
Yep.
You know, he wasn't the best player in the Negro Leagues, but he was chosen because of his background and his, you know, demeanor, and they thought he could handle the racism that came his way and the things he had to deal with.
And Chris, a lot came his way. It was bad.
It was crazy. Terrible. Yeah. And so he was kind of put in that position, and you give him credit for being able to handle it, and not only handle it and get through it, but excel on the baseball field and do it with class and dignity. So I don't think you can point to an athlete that's had that impact in terms of society. But I also will say, as times progressed, you're not going to have an athlete probably to have that impact. There's just not even an opportunity,
right,
for lack of a better
word.
Could do what he did, but it wasn't going to be – he didn't integrate sports. You know, LeBron can do what he's doing, but they're not integrating sports. So you probably can't equal what Jackie Robinson did.
No, but you could still have impact, right, on the society, Chris, on your people. I think from what I said to you this morning – when I think of Muhammad Ali, it was more about black pride,
right,
and black power. That's what, you know, he made it. He was unapologetic about being black.
Right?
In a time where, you know, you couldn't be loud and you couldn't be, you know, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, right? That was a song.
Right.
He personified that, Chris. And that's what people loved about him. Is that he wasn't going to kowtow, wasn't going to, not be who he was.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I said this morning, it's interesting because certain black athletes are the embodiment of segments of black culture, and they bring that into the mainstream. This guy's not on their level as far as impact off the court, but Allen Iverson was the embodiment of hip-hop culture, and he brought that to the NBA and mainstream sports. Jackie Robinson, Rob, I say the embodiment of Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement in sports. Turned the other cheek, didn't, you know, respond with, he responded to evil with good, you know, he took it, and it was like the civil rights movement all wrapped up into Jackie Robinson in sports. And to your point, Muhammad Ali was like the embodiment of Malcolm X in sports. Like, Martin Luther King got laws changed. Jackie Robinson essentially got laws changed in the world of sports. Malcolm X didn't get any laws changed or anything like that. There are not a ton of tangible things you point to. What he did was fill black people with pride.
Yep.
And empowerment. He made you proud to be black, and he was unashamedly and unabashedly black, and that's what Muhammad Ali was. You know, I'm just as good as anybody else,
period.
And I'm better than anybody else. Like, that was the mentality, and so I think that's really Jackie Robinson was like Martin Luther King in the world of sports, and Muhammad Ali was like Malcolm X.
And we'd like to hear from you about just athletes and impact on this very special day, Jackie Robinson Day, April 15th, 1947. Think about that, Chris. That's almost 20 years before the civil rights. And you know how bad people were treated in the 60s. So think about 1947, what America was like. If you have not seen the movie 42, you got to see that movie. I had tears in my eyes, Chris, in the theater, because it's tough to watch. It's tough to see what he went through to do this, and not just for himself, which, of course, he was a ball player and wanted to win and play Major League Baseball. But, man, what a burden to have to carry, Chris, and be
That's
able to excel.
Thing.
It really is. Can you imagine everybody? And then imagine had Chris. He was a failure. They can't play. Blacks can't play in the major leagues.
Yep.
Imagine if he was batting .210 or .159 and he failed. What would have happened?
You know, there were a lot of people pulling for him to fail.
Right.
In the league, in the stands, And it maybe even in his own organization.
How about behind the plate, umpires? We don't know, Chris. Yep.
Right, right. All of a sudden, the strike zone expands, and, you know, when he's at bat, yeah. I mean, it's incredible the obstacles that he faced. Today, obviously, you got two athletes that people would look at as far as impact. LeBron, and I think LeBron's done great things. People might look at, you know, the Trayvon Martin hoodie photo that he and the Miami Heat took.
Right.
When what Trayvon Martin was murdered.
He wore the I Can't Breathe t-shirt.
The I Can't Breathe. Of course, the More Than a Vote this past election cycle. But I think, Rob, beyond that, you and I remember in the 90s, I feel like it started in the 90s, Rob, when players had all these entourages.
Yep.
And, you know, a guy, a brother from the hood would make it to the league and he's bringing three or four of his boys with him. And they just hanging out. And, you know, there's boys. They're not, I don't think, purposely sucking him dry of his money. But that is what happens to a lot, because you're paying for everything for them just to hang out and kick it with you and enjoy the NBA life with you.
It costs a lot of money, Chris, to hang with grown men. Seriously,
right.
Like,
put dudes in. I know players that were putting guys in the best hotels in the city for weeks at a time.
Right.
Buying them luxury cars like they're getting. And LeBron took it to another level and said, look, you my boys, but what I'm going to do is put you in position to become empowered. So now Rich Paul is arguably the most powerful agent in the NBA. Maverick Carter is a media mogul with Spring Hill Entertainment and Uninterrupted and all of that. Those guys will be powerful in their own right and established when LeBron James retires. And that, I think that's the blueprint, Rob, for what a lot of our young black athletes should be doing. If you make it to the league and you got your boys that you want to bring with you, put them in positions to empower themselves. What if you've got connections to Nike, get your boy a job at Nike or some other, you know, Coca-Cola, whoever it is, get them a job there if that's what they want. Your agent, have him work for your agent if he's interested in that.
Learn the business, the game.
Yes.
Right.
Or pay for him to go to college. Real talk. Given you got 5 years, you got 6 years to graduate, come out and I'll make sure you working for me or as a manager or whatever, or I'll help you get a gig somewhere else. Or you just in position now to do what you want to do. But I think LeBron has done that, and you're seeing some guys follow it, but I really think that that's what a lot of these African-American athletes should be looking to do, is follow that blueprint from LeBron. So I think he's had a great impact in that regard, Rob.
Yes, I agree with that, and that's a different kind of impact, but an impact. And
right.
That's what we're talking about. Athletes who have made an impact. I think Michael Jordan is the other guy you wanted to bring up, Chris?
Well, I was going to say Kaepernick.
Oh, Kaepernick. No, you're right. Because Mike, you know, obviously
Michael
being an owner.
And
his own brand, that sneaker, and where it is. When you think about that, he hasn't played in, 15 years? And he's still
more than that.
What,
he
cranking out?
2003, I think.
Is that what it was? Okay,
I think it was 2003.
But Kaepernick, Chris, is another guy who had impact as a guy who was a polarizing figure. But if you're really honest and think back to what he did when he did it, before the S hit the fan last year, Chris, in 2020, when people took to the streets and tore down Confederate statues and things, names changed, and they retired Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. You know,
you remember,
so much happened last year. But Kaepernick was trying to tell us 3 or 4 years earlier, and when you think about him putting his neck on the line from the standpoint of he wasn't a star quarterback, he was giving up his career for people he didn't know, Chris.
Absolutely.
We just saw the video, right, of the kid. What was it, 13-year-old kid in Chicago? How many times we got to watch that? Did you see
it? Right, yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
yep.
what he was talking about, and he was – he was castrated. He was vilified. Whatever you want to say, and had his job stripped from him, and people made him out to be enemy number one.
Right.
He was trying to make a difference for people he didn't even know. How many people are willing, Chris, to give up something for somebody you don't know? You give up your right or left arm, Chris, for your family. We all would, right?
Absolutely.
Or your cousins.
Right.
But for somebody you don't know, that's totally a special person.
And he could have just lived it up. I mean, and yeah, okay, he's got money. Nike gave him the deal, so he's not poor. But he still could have just lived it up as an NFL player, making all that money, not worried about what's going on with African-Americans in the streets and stuff like that. He didn't even grow up in the streets. He was adopted by a white family. But he did make that sacrifice. And Rob, a lot of people criticized him and said, oh, this was just to be relevant. This, you know, he wasn't starting anymore. To me, Rob, it took more courage to do it when he did as a bench warmer, as a second stringer, because he was expendable. Had he done it when he was at the top of his game, when Ron Jaworski said he was going to, what did he say, going to be the best quarterback ever?
You remember that?
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If he had done it then, he'd still be in the league. They would have been like, hey, he's doing what he wants to do, but as long as he's leading us to the Super Bowl and he's still a great quarterback, he can do what he wants to do. But he did it when he was expendable, and of course, he's out of the league. So I think it took more courage to do it when you were a second stringer who they could cut in a minute and nobody would think twice than if you're a star. If Russell Wilson did that, Rob.
They wouldn't cut him.
Right. Nothing's going to happen.
No doubt.
So those are some of the guys that today, Rob, having great impact. And we want to hear from you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Who are some of the most influential athletes in American sports history? You heard some of the names we threw out. Maybe you got something to add about those guys, or you have some other names you want to mention.
And we're saying other than Jackie Robinson. Right. Other than Jackie Robinson. We already know.
Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. And I want you folks to get ready for the fight of a lifetime. It's on the TrillerFightClub.com. Ben Askren, the former Bellator and ONE Championship champion, came out of retirement to fight a YouTuber on a card that is stacked with amazing fights. It's live from Atlanta. It's this Saturday, April 17th on pay-per-view. And here's the other thing. There's going to be an iconic musical event that accompanies the fight. I mean, Justin Bieber, Diplo, Doja Cat, and get ready for the debut of the hip-hop supergroup Mount Westmore, featuring Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Too Short, and E-40. That's right. You need to get in on this action. Trust me, it's Saturday, April 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on pay-per-view. Order the fight now at TrillerFightClub.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. What athletes have had some great impact on our society outside of sports? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple.
All right, is it Darrington in Nashville? You're on the Odd Couple. Darrington.
What's up, fellas?
The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Man, what's up, fellas? What's up?
Are you on speaker? Man. Wait a minute. Are you on speaker?
Get on.
I got you, fellas. My apologies.
Yeah, get off the speaker because we can't hear you that well.
How about now?
Yeah, perfect. That's better. That's better.
I appreciate it. My guy that I wanted to talk about was the GOAT to me, because everybody always moves the pendulum. So I based off championships, but what he impacted was the great Bill Russell. When he went and he sat with Martin Luther King, and then he sat with Muhammad Ali.
Jim Brown, Ali, Kareem, Lou Alcindor at that time. Yep. Bill Russell, definitely.
And then if you actually, some of his backstories of how he had to play Houston and just some of the stuff that he had to go through is a lot to do. And for you, Chris, man, I wish you would go back on Instagram and give us some more of that knowledge you was dropping on us of we didn't know how great some of these players was. I used to follow you all the time, and I haven't seen you drop one.
Magic. Of course, everybody knows how great Magic was, but I got some more coming your way. Trust me.
That's Chris taking the day off, like telling us about Magic. Thanks. Captain Obvious. Thanks.
Magic was great.
Oh, was he? Was he great? I had no idea.
Hey, I dropped some knowledge.
I know. Next thing you're going to tell me is that.
It's for young folk. It's for young
folk. Next thing you're going to say, Chris, your next one on Instagram is water's good for you too, right? Is that it?
Okay. It's for young folk.
Okay. John in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Really love the show. How are
Thank you
guys doing?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I wanted to mention Pat Tillman because I think his influence far exceeds the sports world.
That's a great one. I mean, the sacrifice. I mean, look, he sacrificed it all. He sacrificed
his
life.
He was in the NFL. He didn't have to go. He volunteered, right?
Right. And I think when you talk about athletes who gave it all up, he's right. He got to be right there at the top of the list.
No doubt.
But I don't feel like it's just been, it hasn't been celebrated, you know what I mean? Like it probably should be. You know, like we know what he did, and when that time comes around, people celebrate it. But it's just not as, on the forefront of people's minds. But Rob, I mean, gave up his NFL career and then lost his life. So
that takes a special person.
Right.
It
doesn't get better than that.
All right, let's squeeze in Max from Georgia real quick. Max, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. Appreciate y'all squeezing me in. I just got to say the obvious, and I know y'all mentioned it. I'm a big Jordan guy. I've been fortunate enough to meet this man a few times. They say don't ever meet your heroes. He was one of mine, and he didn't disappoint. So kudos to him.
How were you? Did you handle yourself all right, or did you fall apart?
You know, Chris, that's a funny story. If you got time, I'll tell it real fast.
Quickly,
I was on the golf course. I grew up in Durham, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I was on the golf course. He was there at Duke playing golf. I was cracking tees, cracked a beer, turned around. He's 10 feet away from me. I dropped my beer. I was in shock. I was in awe. I thought I was seeing a mirage of one of my heroes, and it turned out to be him. The guy exceeded my expectations, jovial guy. His energy, his essence, there's something about that man that's more than basketball. You hear it all the time. I know you guys have talked about it. There's just a gravitation towards him. You know, they say legacy's not measured in the amount of dollars you make, but the amount of lives you impact. I don't know a man much more than that, aside from the obvious Ali and Jackie, of course.
Right.
So I just wanted to put that in. I appreciate y'all getting me on.
Well, we've talked about it, Rob. Thank you, Max. We Jordan could have certainly been more outspoken.
Right,
but
during his time.
A player. But
I think he knows that now. I do. I think he knows he could have. It just wasn't in his nature, Chris.
Right.
But he could
and
have.
I don't know that he would have been more, you know, in hindsight, would he have been more? I don't know, because maybe that's not who he was. But maybe. I don't know. But being the first, you know, the only African-American owner in the NBA these last few years. Well, still, now you got A-Rod, who's Latino, but, you know, that's significant, man.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, one real quick, my buddy Rod, who listens to the show in Denver, he sent me this, Chris. I want your opinion of this because you just mentioned Magic Johnson. And Rod texted me, said Magic had an impact from the way he changed the view of people with HIV and AIDS. At a time, Chris, he probably could have tried to conceal it, not let people know what was going on. Do you know what I mean? But he stepped out to the forefront, let everybody know what he had, and he changed what people might have thought the face of that disease was. What do you think about that impact?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's legitimate. And obviously, Magic also, Rob, in the business, you know, he was a successful businessman. He once told me, he's like, man, I ain't make hardly anything playing basketball. You know what I mean? Like, he's worth, I think, $700 million now. Like, you know, he made most of that with business. But, so that's an impact. But you're right. Yeah, I mean, he
became the face of
that. Yeah, yeah, he changed it. I mean, obviously, a lot of people that couldn't afford the medicine, you know, and treatment that Magic got, they weren't able to survive it like he has. But still, he certainly did do a lot in that regard. There's no doubt about it. So that's another good name. All right, yep. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Trolling or Rolling with our man, Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. Martin Weiss here, and I'll break it down for you. Just in case you haven't heard this lovely segment before, if Rob and Chris like the story, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
All right, Rob Parker, cover your ears, because the baby-faced assassin has been cooking the last few games.
Oh, man. I just threw up in my mouth.
Steph Curry is two games away from breaking Kobe's streak of 10 consecutive games over 30 while being 33 or being over 30 years old, excuse me. And last night, he was three made three-pointers away from breaking Klay Thompson's record of 14 made threes after playing just 29 minutes in a blowout of the Thunder. Chris, trolling or rolling, the Warriors are done. Steve Kerr should have let Steph break the record.
I'm rolling with that.
Rolling.
Yeah, look, if Steph's going to play, then let him play. Really, let Steph cook. All right, I mean, let him play. Unless you're going to sit him and say, look, we don't want to risk him getting hurt for next year. We'll be healthy next year. That's when we make our run. No, if you're going to play him 29 minutes, then heck, play him 35 minutes, 36 minutes, and let Steph cook. I'm rolling.
I'm trolling this.
Of course.
Oh, man.
Chris, they were up by 40. You got to take them out the game. Come on, to put up three-pointers. Well, just got to have some respect for the game. There's no way Steve Kerr is going to leave them in to chuck up threes up 40 in an awful lopsided blowout. Come on, Steve Kerr is an ambassador to the game. He did the right thing. That's what good coaches do.
You didn't mind Toronto beating them by 50.
I loved it. I'm sorry.
Trolling or rolling. Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Nikola Jokic, the big joker, is the going favorite for the MVP. And no disrespect to one of my favorite players to watch, and to be honest, one of my favorite players to bet on, it feels like he's winning a war of attrition. Every other single guy who ever had a sniff of the MVP candidacy has missed significant time spending it on the injury list. Rob. Trolling or rolling, Jokic is the MVP frontrunner by default.
I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
If some of these other guys would have stayed healthy, James Harden, Embiid, LeBron, he would be in the conversation, but he would be below those guys. He's got moved up to the front of the line because of injuries to some other players whose teams were playing even better than his team.
Yep, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I agree with Rob. I had all three of those guys ahead. If they were healthy, Embiid, Harden, and LeBron would all be ahead of Jokic. Now, Jokic is having a great year, and as Howard Beck told us last night, most of these analytics-driven writers have been pubbing Jokic as number one all year. But I wasn't there. But now, with everybody else being hurt, yeah, it's Jokic right now.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. So LaMelo Ball's been hurt since March 20th, but a poll of 12 Rookie of the Year voters have him winning the award. Tyrese Halliburton has been playing great defense in Sacramento, and Anthony Edwards has both viral dunks and viral postgame interviews. But voters think it's LaMelo's award to lose. I love Anthony Edwards' interviews, by the way. That kid, I hope he never changes. But Chris, trolling or rolling, LaMelo Ball, LeVar's son, is Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I'm trolling that. Come on.
Oh, man. Hey.
Nah, that's ridiculous. Anthony Edwards is balling. Now, look, he's shooting about 40%, so he ain't the most accurate cat. But still, he, as a rookie, 18 points, he looks like a future star. There's no way it's LaMelo. It's got to be Anthony Edwards. Plus, as you said, the dunks he's giving us, come on, it's Anthony Edwards for sure.
I'm trolling this as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
This is where the new media, Chris, all these fanboys disguised as reporters for these websites, this is where this comes in from. Come on, man.
Right.
You can't do
right.
it, man. Stop being a fanboy. Stop it! No!
You're right. What did they say, Rod? The best ability is availability.
It's availability.
Come on,
man. He didn't play enough. And
right.
that's not the... It's unfortunate. It's sad. He was playing great. But don't do this, man. Do not do this. This is bad. This is about liking somebody off of a small sample size, Chris, and awarding him when other guys played the entire season. I'm totally against it.
And I'm going to say this too, Rob, and this goes for the previous question about the MVP as well. We talked earlier on the Dan Patrick Show, Rob, about how the regular season is becoming more and more irrelevant.
Yep.
And if Brooklyn wins it this year, which we both picked, but if they win it, it's going to be even more relevant because they're not even taking it seriously. They're not even playing, guys. And one of the things that keeps it relevant is the awards.
No,
if I'm a player, Rob,
right.
I want to be an MVP.
Seriously,
you know what I'm saying?
MVP is a big deal.
Yeah.
Hey, Martin Weiss, before you bounce, who is our guest on the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast, the NBA edition this week?
Oh, Chris Broussard, I'm glad you brought it up, Rob, because I was going to let – I was before – we were on with ESPN undefeated writer Mark Spears on today on the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast. And Chris, I just imagine being a fly on the wall to hear Mark Spears say, which I probably believe is accurate, that Steph Curry was the greatest Bay Area athlete
yes!
of all time.
That's what
almost
he said.
Had a coronary.
Right, it's obviously Montana.
Willie Mays also played in the Bay Area. Can I tell you that, Chris? I mean, seriously. Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to say that with bass in your voice, with your chest. I mean, look, Steph has been great. Willie Mays is arguably the best player ever.
Yes.
Right?
Arguably.
And Joe Montana is arguably the best football player ever. Quarterback. So, yeah, Steph, as great as he is, he's not arguably the best player ever.
No, I told Spears where he made the mistake was he invoked Joe Montana's name,
yep.
and that got all the Brady hate riled back up.
So he actually remembered Montana played there.
No, I had to bring it up because, you know, I went crazy when he said that.
So did he backtrack?
No, he stood by it. He ended the podcast. He ended the interview letting us know he stood by his word.
Yep.
Check it out. New drop. Lemon Pepper Parlay Podcast.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep, you got to check it out and hear Mark Spears.
We can do a topic on that.
The Extra Points Podcast Network. All right, Martin, thank you. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Martin. Great job. It's the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Keep her locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Takes everything you've got. Sure could help a lot. All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Wrapping up another TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast, because some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery is available on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Rob, quickly, your boy. Go get your boy.
Who?
Pete Rose.
Yeah, no, this is bad.
Go get your boy.
This is bad, I know.
Rob G, what is he up to?
Pete Rose, who famously will not get into the Baseball Hall of Fame because he was betting on baseball, will now be betting on baseball and selling his picks to the public.
Yeah, go get your boy, Rob.
Is that where we've come for Pete? Pete was this close, Chris, to baseball forgiving him. Do you remember when they invited him to the All-Star game in Cincinnati? You remember he's banned from the game. They invited him to take part. That's when they were doing the Mount Rushmores of every team that summer. And Pete Rose is on the Cincinnati Reds, Mount Rushmore. They allowed him to be on the field. It's his hometown, Cincinnati, and all that. And then he came out that he lied and, you know, he wrote the book to try to make money. And everything he's been attached to since is about gambling. This is why Pete Rose isn't going to get into the Hall of Fame. It's a shame. It's a shame, Chris.
And Rob, remember he was on the Fox studio show for, what, a season?
The baseball show with A-Rod and those guys. Yes. He was great.
He was a poor man's Charles Barkley.
Yep.
Really. And that show was good. That show was really good. It was like a poor man's, maybe even a little better than a poor man's Inside the NBA.
No, I agree with you. I remember watching that show saying, this is a good show. They had like different personalities.
Frank Thomas, Alex Rodriguez. And Pete Rose was great. He really was kind of like a little
Could
Barkley.
Laugh at himself. He was, you know what I mean? Like the drunk uncle. I mean, he was good.
And I hated to see him go, but he had to go considering stuff that was going on. Charlie Hustle. He really was a great player.
He is trying to hustle people now.
Can we just point out the hypocrisy of Rob Parker hosting a gambling podcast, getting mad at a guy for selling gambling picks?
Be quiet, Rob G.
Yes, I see. I'm
not the host. Martin Weiss is the host.
I was thinking.
I'm just throwing it.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. I'll see you guys Monday. Who's in for me tomorrow, Rob? Aaron Torres. All right.
Torres.